Hi, friends.
Hi, friends.
We're back. It's episode 74 of the
It is. Yay.
I can't believe we did it. What?
It is, right?
This will be a janky episode. Apologies. But we don't have all of our stuff completely unburied, and I don't know where the camera is. So, fun times.
It is what it is.
It is what it is. So, bear with us. Maybe next week will be better. Maybe not. We don't know. Anyway, we're your hosts. I'm April.
And I'm Claire.
And this week's topic is philosophers and philosophy, which I know sounds boring, but like we try to make it fun. So like hang out. It's worth it. That's worth it. I feel like this microphone is like nowhere near my face, but it's also like too heavy for itself. It's very confusing.
She's like, I don't know what's going on.
I don't know.
She's
I'll just fix it in post.
like,
It's fine.
I'll make it
I'll
better. We
just turn
don't.
up my volume then. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Anyway. So, Claire,
Yeah.
what are you judging this week?
SCOTUS. They suck.
God, they suck.
So bad. I
I
hate them.
mean, you know, like
The
people.
world is on fire, and I hate it so
Oh
much.
my God, like literally on fire. July 3rd was the hottest day on the globe in history. And I'm like, well, it's because America. Let's just be real. We're causing all the drama. Got all the
We
flamethrowers
are
going.
the
We are the drama. You're correct.
drama.
God.
We are all the drama.
Ugh. So, yeah, SCOTUS fucked over a lot of people. Thanks.
Right. Awesome.
Cool. Thanks.
I have so many friends in the LGBTQ plus community that I'm just kind of scared for at this point.
I'm scared
I
for literally everyone that isn't a white guy. Because that's where we are. Like they even took away what do they call it? In
What?
colleges where they're able to help skew in order to make
Oh
sure that they're
yeah.
letting minority students and people of different races in. They
Right.
can't do that anymore. But you know who still can? The Army. Good job. Way to go, military. Because if that doesn't tell you exactly what they think, I got nothing. I got nothing.
I hate it. I hate it so much.
Me too. I hate it very much. Like I.
I'm just like, what year are we living in?
So here's what I have decided the problem is, and I mean this in the kindest possible way, but people are living too fucking long. And like I love that
Yes.
my parents are still around and I want them to stay around because they're good people and I love them. But like it means that there's all these fucking old people who should have been forced to retire and should have been forced to live on Medicare, by the way, and not have any other private insurance so that they can make sure that shit's right. Like they're still making decisions, and I'm going, no,
But why?
no,
No.
no, you're done. You had your time, but you're done. Bye-bye. It's our turn. It's let the next generation have a chance to like fix some of the fucking mistakes you guys have been making for the last 20 years. Because God, like literally, we're just waiting. Love you, mom and dad. Love you. And there are so many good older people out there that I know and have truly appreciated. And like, again, no offense, but also like we're just waiting for people to die. I mean, we're waiting for Mitch McConnell to die. We're waiting for Donald Trump to die. We're
I
waiting
honestly
for
believe these people have like sold their
what the.
soul to Satan or whomever to live. I mean, it's like, come on. Are
No,
you
it's
kidding me?
so like that's where we are because unfortunately we can't get rid of them because they have brainwashed enough constituents to think that they're a good choice. So we literally just have to wait for them to die and hope that there aren't horrific people coming along that are like, oh, it's
Right.
so easy to just do whatever I want. All I have to do is tell people some like
Right.
buzzwords and they'll vote for me. So gross
Right.
hate. But yes,
I mean, when these
that's my
people do
take.
die, we will have all the cookie days. I mean,
So many cookie days. Also, I'm here to be like, look, I know, I remember my AP American History. Thank you, Roger Wright. Thank you. And I learned about government and the founding fathers, and I'm now in the center of founding father territory. Like, we love them all. It's great. It's fine. But also, they never imagined that when they were like lifetime appointment to Supreme Court, they were like, people die at
No.
45. So, like,
Right.
this, like, forever garbage, and that they could be
Right.
bought, and that they could do things that are very unethical, I argue illegal, but like
Yes.
we just let it. I'm like, they would be like, are you fucking serious? You're still doing this
They
shit?
never imagined that oh, people are gonna live till they're
Well,
90.
they
Yeah.
also
No.
believed wholeheartedly that they created a document that could grow and adapt and change as time went on. And we have this body of idiots in the Supreme Court who are like, no, what they wrote was it, no more. I'm like, what the fuck is
Right.
wrong with you? They even say very clearly, this is a truly living document that is
Yes.
supposed to grow and
This is not
change as the
Tom
country
Brady's
does.
cookbook,
No,
okay?
right?
This
Oh,
is not Tom
God.
Brady's
A
cookbook.
true living document. So I'm like, God damn him. Ah, it's exhausting. Ah,
Yes.
so yes, I hate them too. But
Oh,
mostly, I hate Mitch
yes.
McConnell. He's the reason this all happened.
I know he's not
Fuck
part
you, Mitch
of
McConnell.
I know he's not part of it, but
But he is the
but he
reason that we
is.
have these decisions because he was
Yes.
like, we have to wait for the next president to get to put one in. But then, oh, backseas, actually, we don't have to wait for the next president anymore.
Right.
I'm just gonna be honest, be like, we're gonna just take advantage of this. I'm like, fuck you. Mitch McConnell. If.
He's the real turtle man.
I just feel
I mean,
like
oh God.
the world is truly going to be a better place when he's gone.
And apparently he was in Hardin County like last week
Ugh.
for
Wait, he
something.
actually came to Kentucky? Wow.
Oh,
Because
yeah.
he like hates Kentucky.
Oh, I know. I know. I know.
Yeah,
But
I
apparently
know.
he was somewhere and people were taking photos and they're like, oh, love him or hate him, he's done a lot for the area. And I'm like, fuck
No, he hasn't. He
you.
has done jack shit for
Fuck
the area. He's done a lot for
you.
his pocket, and sometimes it happens to be in the
Yes.
area, but that's about it.
Exactly. It's like, what has he done? So what?
Name, give me a thing. Because
Yes,
that was the
please.
garbage people used to say when I was growing up. He's done so much. I'm like, no.
No.
And even if he had,
Mm-mm.
let's just say that he had like 10 things in his career that he did that were really helpful to Kentucky, does not outweigh the horrible garbage he has done to
No.
hike the entire country. Okay.
No.
So, like, love him or hate him, he's still garbage. Okay.
Right. Like, ugh.
Okay. Sorry.
Yes.
I went off on a tangent on your judge. Super
Yes.
apologies. But I hate SCOTUS and Mitch McConnell.
Indeed, yeah. You basically said everything I wanted to say, so I didn't even have to say I just like said it, and you were like, bah! All the angry things.
So much anger. Oh, God. Okay. That was lovely, Claire. Thank you for letting me judge your judge.
Was just like SCOTUS, I hate them. That's all I needed to say, and you were just like, word vomit, blah.
Well, because poor Spencer, bless him. Like, at this point, we've just moved. I obviously don't have a job. We have exactly two friends that we've already seen this week. So he just
Right.
has me to listen to nonstop. So bless him.
Just listen to your rants. I just, yeah, the whole get all of it, just all of it, the affirmative action, the college thing, and to
Thank
me,
you.
the
Could not remember the words affirmative
affirmative
action.
action. Okay. Yes. And then the one about the whole, oh, I don't have to serve you. I don't have That one blows my fucking mind. Like, I don't have to like let you patronize my business if I like, what?
Well, but I'm here to be like,
Bleh.
great, great. I'm gonna be sure to turn lots of people. And I've seen like the opposite thing happening immediately, being like, oh, did you vote for this guy? Do you believe these things? Don't come in. We don't want you.
Right.
So
We
I'm
yeah.
like, well, okay. I mean,
But
that's how it
what
is.
blows my mind is it was like based off of like a hypothetical.
Yes, it wasn't real. It wasn't a real person. It's all
Like
a lie.
that chick who was like not wanting to design websites for gay people. Never, it never happened.
Well, and
She
the
was never asked by a gay person. It
well,
never
and the
happened.
name of the person that she used was a real person who's married to a woman and has children and is in
Yeah.
fact himself a web designer. Is like, why would I pay someone who's never done any web design to design
Right.
a gay marriage website when I'm already married and
Married.
happen to not be gay? So it's a whole bunch of ridiculousness. Like, why would you even hear this case? It's bullshit.
And yes, I feel like this whole case was just nonsense. Absolute fucking nonsense. And I just want to like scream. Like, it's just like, how can you even rule on this
Yeah.
when what you're ruling on
It didn't
is
happen.
based
It's
in
not real.
total, yes, fabrication. Everything about what you were ruling on is completely
Well,
fabricated
and like,
and bullshit.
shouldn't she be like, isn't this essentially like a false report of a crime?
Yes.
So, like, why isn't she in trouble and in jail for that garbage or being
Right.
fined? Because she's now taken up ridiculous amounts of court time when we have a really busy system. So, like,
Yeah,
fuck
and there are
you.
so many more things that they should be listening and hearing about, and
Right.
they should be taking up their time and pissing other people off. It's like ugh. Anyway, and Neil Gorsuch can just like eat a bag of dicks. That's all I have to say. Ugh, fuck that guy. And
Yeah.
like read his little thing on, I was like, what? Like reading his little thing on the news, and I was like, that's gross. What you said, that's gross. Get out of here. Take your white privilege and go somewhere else, sir. Get the fuck out.
Ugh. Just over everything.
Yeah. All of it. Anyway, that's my judge. Ugh, gross.
Excellent,
I
excellent
hate it.
judge.
I hate it here. That's just the
Right.
yuck. Anyway, so what is your judge?
Well, my judge is that we moved into a very expensive apartment because New England,
Yes.
and it's very nice. It's a three-level townhouse, and our property manager person that we actually deal with, he manages it, but like the landlord lives overseas, so she's not here, or he,
Oh, okay,
they,
gotcha.
whatever. So like we don't deal with him, which thrilled by after the last situation.
Right.
But so like we hit all of all the bad things happened. We couldn't get a bed here delivered, and then we found one that was supposed to be delivered, and then FedEx or not, yeah, FedEx. Hate you, FedEx, hear me. Fuck you, FedEx.
She's judging you, FedEx.
Absolutely, because
Listen.
like it was from Wayfair. And so they shipped it, and we were supposed to get it like Friday, and it just didn't show. We were like, okay, well, that sucks. So we bought an air mattress, which is not fun.
Yes, no. No,
Because
no.
all of our stuff was supposed to also show up on Saturday, like our big pod. But that was a lie, and we didn't get it till Monday. So then our bed was supposed to show up Saturday, and we stayed home all goddamn day. And then the guy had the audacity to claim that he came and no one was there and that we had to be there to sign for it, which is one, a lie, because
Because
you
you
didn't
were
have
here.
to. Well, you didn't have to sign for it. So like
Yeah.
that's not true. But two, we were fucking here, our door wide open, waiting for that guy because we didn't want to sleep on an air mattress for another night.
Right.
You're like, fuck you, bastard. So, definitely lots of anger, lots of irritation because we're cranky. It's exhausting moving. Because on top of all of that, our apartment was not clean. And like
Ew.
we made the guy, because he left the key for us because we got in so late, because New York
Right.
City, oh my God. A 4 hour drive became a 7 hour drive to
And you're
get
like,
here.
what
And I'm
is
like, what is
happening?
even happening? So he left us the key. But so we had him come the next morning because that's how bad it is. We were like, this is not acceptable. And so he was super great and super apologetic and like
Oh, wow.
immediately sprung to like find cleaners to come in and clean. They came in like Monday morning to try and clean stuff
Like, when
for
you say
us.
it wasn't clean, like, what are we talking?
I'm talking like there's dried pasta on the floor of the kitchen. I can see filth coming out next to the fridge because no one
Oh,
bothered to pull it out and
no.
clean it. The bathtub looks like it's completely stained. And I'm like, the
Ew.
carpet is crunchy. And we were like, no one has done a
Oh, no.
single fucking thing. So, like, we were tired, cranky, hurt, sleeping on an air mattress, and our place was a disaster. But again, our manager guy, super kind. I don't hate him at this moment so far. I still like him.
But he took care of it. Like, he wasn't
So,
like,
like,
no, this is,
he
it
called
is what it
cleaners in or
is.
whatever, and agreed that he needs to replace all of the flooring in this place. Like, it all has to go. Like, it, the,
Okay.
and so he sends the guy that he had in charge because he hadn't been here. His like he needs help. He just needs more efficient life. He hadn't been here to
Right.
do the checks. He had a guy come do it. And like, so
Okay.
he sends the guy. His name is Tim. I don't think I like Tim. Because Tim came in and like we're pointing out the things that one need to be fixed or whatever, but like some of the issues. And I swear to God, he said a couple of times, yeah, some people probably wouldn't mind, so we just thought, you might not mind, you might just be fine with it. And I was like, I'm sorry, that is not an
What?
acceptable response to look at me and be like, well, some people probably wouldn't mind. I'm like, no, they would. And the fact that you thought this was acceptable tells me everything I need to know about you. So then he sends his guy that he
Wow.
used to clean this horrible place and like do some paint work or whatever. He sends
Yeah.
him in to fix the paint job on one of the walls that was garbage, and also to fix a spot in the ceiling that they had been working on. It just hadn't been completed, which is fine. And so that guy comes in, and his name is Artie. And like, I'm never allowing that guy back in this place ever again. I'm sending an email next week to our manager, be like, look. I get it. They're your friends and they're your buddies, but he literally painted a wall and somehow got not one, but two spots of paint on my brand new piece of furniture that I just bought.
Oh
And I
no.
was like, I'm the anger,
Wow.
the
The anger.
fiery flames coming out of my head. Like Spencer's like, oh my God. I'm like, I just fucking put that piece is from IKEA. Like I just fucking built it. And like I've spent all day building stuff because
Right.
I mostly like doing it and it frustrates Spencer. He doesn't enjoy it like I do. So I try to build
Right.
most of the stuff. But like I was tired and cranky and I'd just fucking done it and now it's got paint all over it. I'm like, I'm gonna murder. I'm like
Right.
full rage. So we're not sure what happens next, but I can promise you he's not coming back in this place. Because
Noted.
I was like, two people thought that this was acceptable. I don't need them in here. Like, it was
Right.
not acceptable. I'm not freaking out and bit because, like, I assume I'm going to need to wipe down like interior cabinets or whatever,
Yeah,
just
I mean
for certain.
that's standard.
I
Yeah.
100% get it. We tend to vacuum carpets before we move in, but like, they claim
Right.
they steam clean them twice. And we were like, excuse me. But then, Tim, who I'm still not sure how I feel about him. Because he's showing us pictures of this place, of the family that lived here before, lived here for 6 years. I swear to God, they must have never cleaned anything in their whole lives. So, like, it is possible that they did steam clean the carpet twice, but like, it was unsalvageable. It is unsalvageable. It's horrendously disgusting.
Oh God.
So I'm like, you
So
gotta
they
get it
are going
together.
to replace the carpet.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. And the floor in the kitchen that has burns on it. I don't even know what the fuck these people were doing, but I'm like,
Oh
what
my
the
gosh.
hell? And like on top, it was just one of those things like we cleaned off like the top of a mirror and it was just like caked in dust. I was like, nobody did this. And this makes me
Oh
insane.
my gosh.
But like, so they sent in the
Wow.
maids, and our property manager got us some last minute movers to help us move our stuff in because the company didn't get them for us. And I was like, I can't move all this stuff in. I
You're
got
just
nothing
like, I
left.
am
I
done.
got nothing left. So it's been a week. So
Yeah.
So my judge is that there are people who think, eh, I mean, I vacuumed, so it's probably fun. Some people, to me, the thing that stuck out was him being like, well, some people wouldn't mind. And I'm like, the fuck is wrong with you? Like,
Right.
it's. So I'm waiting. Our
Yeah.
manager guy left us saying he was going to make sure that we were ecstatically happy by the end of all this. I'm like, well, I'm still waiting for the ecstatic part, but we'll see. Okay.
Right.
So, you
Well, I
know.
mean, at least you are getting new carpet and new.
Yes. Hopefully it will happen soon. I mean, he obviously has to talk to the real owner and get permission to do his stuff or
Right.
whatever, but I'm like, look, we're not paying rent that high for something like this. It's not
Yeah.
gonna happen. It's just not
Right.
gonna happen. So it's fine. We'll get there.
Definitely.
But I'm like, I'm not high maintenance. Like I just expect the floors to be clean and they're not to be disgusting stuff sitting on the kitchen floor because
Right.
no one bothered to sweep or mop or, you know,
Right.
basic
You're like, how did
things.
they get out of there without like
Well, and that's the thing, because I looked at Tim and our property manager guy, and was like, I hope they're not getting their deposit back. And I assume you're sending them a bill because like it's just unacceptable. You can't leave a place in this
right.
condition. And that was after they had done stuff. So I'm like, no. Like, let me tell you how to run your business, I guess, because like
Right.
I'm not here to like screw people over for like minor wear and tear in the reality of life. After 6 years, you probably should replace the carpet anyway. Like that's a lot in a rental property. But at this point, it's crunchy and it's sticky and it's disgusting. And apparently, it was covered with black stains. And I'm like, what the hell? Why didn't you just replace it? Why did you waste all this time trying to clean the damn thing? But whatever.
Right. That's, oh
Whatever.
my gosh, that's
So
wild.
that's what I'm judging. Don't be slum lords, okay?
Don't be slumlords. Noted.
But we live in a cute little town and we live in this adorable courtyard with all these little houses, little townhouses all connected. And I swear to God, if a murder doesn't happen while I'm here and like it, I don't even know. Like it is the perfect like murder place. 'Cause like every little house in our courtyard, except for maybe one, is occupied. We see people sometimes, but like right now, we're the only house with lights on. It's weird. And like, we don't have curtains on these windows. So I'm like, don't look at me.
Uh-oh.
But no, it's beautiful. It's beautiful, which is why it was so heartbreaking that it was filthy because this place is gorgeous.
Well, once you get new floors, it'll be
It'll
fine.
all be fine.
Oh my gosh, that sounds like a disaster.
Yes. It's been a stressful week. We won't lie.
Little bit.
But that's okay. I'm going on vacation tomorrow. Woo-hoo.
Yay.
But that's it. That's my judge. Treat people better as a general rule. And I think that goes
Right.
with SCOTUS as well. Like, God damn
Yeah, right.
it.
Indeed. Jeez.
Wait. All right. So into our topic, Claire, what story have
Yes.
you brought us for philosophy? Philosophers.
Well, I'm talking about like three different philosophers who were kind of, I don't, nuts? I don't know.
I mean, it's fair.
Have, okay, like, I
That's fair.
don't even
I
know if you
mean,
say nuts per se, but have like
oddballs. We're, I mean, to be
little
fair,
bit.
so people who, and I have a degree in philosophy, but people who like truly go into like the philosophy world, you gotta be a little weird to just sit around and contemplate unanswerable questions and come up with ridiculous ways to understand things
Yeah.
and to obsess about it like all the time.
Yes.
Because, like, I don't.
And mine is like short because you know me, I never got into philosophy like you did. Never did, so.
That's fair. That's fair.
Anyway, this first guy, I feel like he's a little bit of a hypocrite. It's not that he had like a such a far-fetched philosophy,
Any
but I
chance
was
his name was Hippocrates?
No. It was not.
Too bad.
Jean, yeah. Jean-Jacques Rousseau, he was a
Yes. Sorry, I know all these people.
okay, yes. He was a Genevan philosopher, 1712 to 1798. He introduced a movement in education called naturalism. And it's the idea that the natural growth of children in a natural environment constituted an adequate education. So, like,
Let them play outside all day. It's totally fine.
yeah, kids don't need, like,
You don't need teachers
you
and
don't need books. Yeah, teach
books.
more from life, less from books. You know, use objects and pictures, fewer, say less, fewer words. As my new coworker says all the time when I'm explaining things to her, she'll go, "Oh, say less." Like, "Oh, I get it. Say less." And I'm just like, "What is this?" I want to, she's not Gen Z. She's like the very last year of millennial.
Oh, so
She's
she's one
a
of like
baby.
crossover or whatever
She's
sort
a
of
baby. She's a cusp. She's a
a cusper. There
baby millennial. But she'll say all these things and I'm just like, "What language are you speaking, Drew? I don't even know."
Say less.
This is she does. She'll be like, "Oh, well, you should do this," and then she'll go, "Oh, say less." And I'm like, "What
I'm going to use that this week on vacation with the children who are Gen Z, and I'm gonna be like, okay.
yeah.
And just be
Like
like,
if
say
they're explaining
less.
something, if they're saying something, you just go, "Oh, say
Oh,
less."
say less.
Do that. Yeah. He was against harsh discipline, so freedom was essential to children. Just let kids be kids, I guess.
I can support that, I guess.
But
Cool.
here's the irony of all this and his hypocriticalness, I guess. He fathered five children with a woman named Therese something or other. I can't say her last name, it's French. And all these French words, all these weird words. And he persuaded her to just like one by one dump them off at an orphanage because they weren't married. And so it was to protect her honor since
Yeah,
they weren't
I love it.
married.
To protect your honor, what if we just drop them off at orphanages along the way? One here,
Right.
one there.
So I'm like, how can you, sir, claim to know all this stuff about children when you yourself are like, "Ah, fuck these kids. Let's just ditch them
Oh,
at an orphanage."
it's just like what's her face, who was the education Secretary of Education.
Betsy DeVos?
Thank
Yeah.
you. Who had never taught in a classroom ever in her entire life?
1000%. Yeah.
Crazy.
Right. Exactly. But I'm just over here like, "Oh, you had five children that you never claimed, and you just ditched them, and then you're gonna sit here and write all this junk about education?
I am.
Asshole. Assholery."
I want to say, like, 50, 60% sure. It has been 20 years. I'm old. But I still have my philosophy textbooks at home at mom and dad's. So I will
Right.
check. But I am pretty confident that when we learn all this stuff, they don't really go that deep into the home life so that we can judge the shit out of them. We just talk their
Probably not.
philosophy, which is
Probably not.
unfortunate because that would have been very helpful and been like, you're a fucking idiot.
And then,
So
like, excuse me, right?
pass.
Like, seriously, like, I feel like they should be like, "Oh, this is, yeah, who are you to come out and be like, I'm gonna be this philosopher on education, and yet, look what I did because I'm a dick." I'm
Yeah.
like, "Oh, it's to protect your honor. Is it? Is it? Was it? I don't think so. I don't think that's what it was. I think you were the drama, sir. I think that's what it was.
He was the drama.
I think you were the drama. I'm pretty positive." Anyway, that's my first guy, my
Okay.
first philosopher
I
who was
love
like,
it. I love it.
what the hell, dude? What
Dude,
are
dude.
you doing?" Okay, this next guy, this one's a little bit like, a little bit out. Not so much hypocrite, a little bit like, what the fuck? There's a guy named Peter Singer. He's still alive. He's an Australian moral philosopher. He was born July 6, 1946. In
That's what we
night,
call a boomer.
he is a boomer.
Sorry.
In 1979, he wrote a book called Animal Liberation.
Don't think we talked about that, but sure.
Okay, all right. In said book, okay, I'm just gonna tell you, trigger warnings and all. I don't even know if it's, yeah, trigger warnings. Trigger warnings, because this is all kinds of wrong in all on all levels. Okay.
Oh, God.
He argues that humanity's revulsion to human animal coupling
Oh, God.
is as outdated
Oh, God.
as like the old laws on homosexuality. Yes. That our persistence of this taboo attests to our, in quote, our desire to differentiate ourselves from animals, in quote. And that he believes that we humans are animals. And so that interspecies sex, quote, ceases to be an offense to our status and dignity as human beings, end quote.
Sounds like
And
he just wants to go fuck a goat or something, so.
so therefore, it's not wrong unless there is violence involved towards the animal.
But can an animal say, like, I have
There's
questions.
a whole thing
Like, how
about
does an
like
animal say, no, I don't want this?
that's
But
like a whole
there's like
there's
a
a
whole
whole
section to
other,
explain if an
yes.
animal does this, then you have to stop. Okay, I
Well,
mean,
no, there's like a whole other like part of this philosophy where it's like but animals and consent and all that. Yeah, it was a whole other thing, but this is his deal.
okay.
And he is vegan, so he's very much into,
Oh, 'cause he loves animals. Got
well,
it.
I don't know if it's that so much, but
He
he's very much into not harming
loves.
animals.
He loves.
Not
Claire, he's
no.
loving the animals. He's loving them. He's got a farm. There's a
It's not
goat.
really so much that, but it's
Sure.
like he's into not harming the animals, but it's like, well, but having sex with them is perfectly fine.
I mean,
But
I'm just saying, if he says that, it's because he wants it, because he loves them.
like it said that he went on this, I guess it was some kind of either talk show or radio show where there was like a panel of other people, and
Oh, dear.
one of the examples that he gave, and this again, trigger warnings, I don't even know,
Don't
because
know what
this
to
is,
do here.
I know, because
Okay.
this is like visuals and all this. Oh
Yeah.
God. Anyway, when the examples he gave, because it would like be okay for either party involved, was like a woman getting oral from a dog. And I'm just like, what the hell? Because it would benefit both of them
Well, maybe
in a
she put
way.
peanut butter there or something.
Let me
Like,
tell you.
I
Let me tell you what.
don't
There is a story
know. Oh, God.
from work that somebody who used to work there many, many moons ago, before my time, told a tale at a work party
Oh, no.
that she did that.
Oh, no.
It like it, and it when they've talked about how like at the time it was like some kind of Christmas party or something, and how like inappropriate it was to tell that story at the time. And I'm just like, this can't be real. Like, this is not. And they're like, no, she got up. She was telling this story like at the dinner table while we're having this Christmas party about how she put peanut butter on her crotch and then would like let her dog lick it. And I'm just like, this is disgusting. Why would you tell a table full of your coworkers,
Why would
any,
you? Well, what? Why'd you tell anybody? But
right?
two at the Christmas party, we're like, hey, let's tell our deepest, darkest, most disturbing secrets.
Right. You're just
Ooh.
like, what the hell? I'm just like, and then obviously, but on this show, I don't know if peanut butter was involved in his example per se, but obviously other people on this panel totally and completely disagreed with
They were
that.
like, no.
No. Absolutely not. So it's like, so yeah, that's like one of his philosophies is that it's like, oh, humans need to get over themselves and just go have sex with animals. I'm just like, ah.
I'm gonna, I mean, I like to consider myself pretty open and pretty liberal, but I'm gonna pass on this
Right.
because I'm really uncomfortable.
I know. It's that's why I was like, I don't even, yeah, I'm just say trigger warning because I don't even
Because
know. Because that's like, ew.
if you put peanut butter on it, then you're tricking the dog into doing it. So it's not that the dog really wants that, it
That
just wants peanut butter.
peanut butter, yeah.
I don't, okay. I'm
So the
sorry.
dog is not giving full consent because you're
No.
right.
No.
I feel that.
Okay.
Yeah. So you're not, yeah, I get that. Yeah. That's fair. That's a fair assessment. I agree.
I'm gonna have nightmares about this, by the
I
way.
know.
So
It's just
I'm
like, oh
like,
God.
I can't wait to tell Spencer and be like, guess what Claire and I talked about on the podcast today?
Yeah, there was this one article that I read and it was just talking about there was this whole other thing against him and like, you know, yeah, no. It's
I
not
love how everybody is just like, no.
kosher because oh yeah, my sources I've wrote some down on other pieces of paper and I don't have the other piece of paper with me, but there was like Wikipedia and reason.com and Listverse and there's something else. I'll send them to you later. I had
Sure,
other
sure.
pieces I have pieces of paper all over the place. I'm like,
As
I don't even
always, sources are listed
know.
both in our notes and at the conclusion of this episode.
That's true. And the last guy I'm going to talk about is a guy named, and I'm just going to say this, Empedocles. I don't know if that's how you say
I'm here for it.
Oh, God.
Empedocles.
Greek scientist and philosopher between 490 and 430 BC. He's best known for originating the theory of the four elements, earth, wind, air, and water. He also discovered that light travels at a speed.
Oh.
Not necessarily that it's the speed of light, but that light does
He's
have
the
a
first
speed.
person to notice there's a speed to it.
Light has a speed, yeah.
Okay.
And he centrifugal force. He was known as a genius, but I think he was also some kind of equally insane because he also thought that he was a god.
Mean, it's an easy mistake to make. I
Yes.
frequently wake up and go, I'm totally a god. So.
Because he was super duper smart and he thought he was above everybody. So his thing though was his deal was like there are all these stories about his death, which all center around him throwing himself into the volcano Mount Etna.
Oh my God.
So one of them is that he threw himself in so his body would just vanish and that people would believe that he had been turned into an immortal god. Like, it's like, poof, I'm gone. So I'm an immortal god now. But however, the volcano apparently spit back one of his sandals. So the deceit was revealed. There's another, like, thing that said that he threw himself in just to prove that he was immortal. And obviously, that did not work out for him.
I want that to be what happened. Yes. Okay.
Like, I throw myself in to prove to you I'm immortal, and I am wrong.
I feel like I can see both Donald Trump and Jeff Bezos doing those things. Oh, no, not Jeff Bezos, Elon Musk. Elon Musk.
Yes.
He's the one.
Yes.
He's
Yes.
like, I'm immortal. Everything I touch is right, except everything I touch fails. But other than that, it's great. I'm a god.
Right. And then there's another version where after he throws, this is my favorite. It's so fucking ridiculous. After he throws himself in to the Mount Etna, he is carried up to the heavens by the volcanic eruption. You're in the dark.
It must be 12:15.
Oh, is it on timer?
It's fine.
Okay. Anyway, he's carried up to the heavens by the volcanic eruption, and he survives and continues his life on the moon, feeding on the dew.
He's
Yes.
feeding on the dew on the
On the
moon
moon.
because the gods let him be immortal.
Yes, by throwing himself into a volcano.
I'm gonna say number two. Number two.
He just,
Firmly
I
in camp
threw
number two.
myself in to prove it, and I was wrong.
And like his last thought, probably outside of the horrific pain that I'm sure burning in lava would be, was shit, I was wrong.
Right.
Oh,
What have
God.
I done?
Oh, my God. Okay. That was
Anyway.
magical.
Anyway. I found that one and I was like, I'm talking about this guy because this is ridiculous.
It just, it's like, you know what? I can prove to you that what I think, okay, option number four. Are you ready?
Yes.
Option number four. What I think truly happened is that he wanted all of the things. He wanted people to believe that he was immortal. He wanted to
Yes.
prove it. But he, in the back of his mind, was like, I'm just gonna hedge my bets and try and turn this into like a magic act, a disappearing thing,
Right.
where it looks like he jumps in, but actually he's hitched himself to a rope or something, and he can dangle and crawl back out and be like, see, I'm immortal. But the rope snapped. And he was like, no. The whole thing. That's what really happened.
Yes. But yeah, number two. He wanted
Number
to
two.
be, he proved he was immortal, when in fact he was not.
Oi. Oi. Okay.
But I want to ride the volcanic eruption up to the moon. That's what I want to do.
But his sandal got left behind. What is he, was he wearing on the moon?
I don't know. No, that was the first one. The first one where it just he died, but it spit it back out, so it revealed his deceit.
Oh, I just assumed that it sped it back out no matter what.
Oh no.
Okay.
But anyway.
Interesting, interesting. Okay.
So those are my weird philosopher stories.
I loved them, knew none of them, am here for it. I mean, God. And like I say this after
Knew none of those.
and again, I in philosophy, we talk about the philosophy.
Interesting.
We don't talk about the people. I mean, like a little bit.
Interesting. Right.
I remember being obsessed with, obsessed is the wrong word, fascinated by a philosopher named James because he was so obsessed with miracles. Like he just so desperately wanted to see a miracle. Like it was
Right.
heart-wrenching. Like you could read his sorrow and despair because he never got to see one. And I'm like, so sad. But that's about as close to like that
Right.
I remember anyway. But no volcanoes were ever mentioned in any of my philosophy classes.
Interesting. Interesting.
What are you gonna do?
But anyway, that's my philosophy philosopher story.
That was excellent, Claire. I too have brought some stories of strange philosophers. That's what I've called it. Just some odd ducks that have I swear this microphone is killing me. Just some odd ducks that stay that have kind of been weirdos that will have like these maybe well-known ideas or what, like these are all philosophers that I knew and that I learned stuff about, but knew none of this stuff.
Okay.
So I will tell you my sources were from Big Think, Atlas Obscura, Wikipedia, Verso, and The Great Thinkers.
Ooh.
Ooh. So the first one I'm going to talk about is Jeremy Bentham, which you may or may not know.
I've
Because
heard the name.
he comes up a lot in history. Like he's
Yeah.
important enough to show up in history classes. So He was an English philosopher who is most known for his ethical theory, utilitarianism. And th for those of you who don't know, that means that essentially the best thing to do is the thing that maximizes the total happiness for the most number of people. So whether something is moral or whether it's politically right is determined by its utility. Greatest good, greatest number of people. We learn that. That's one of those philosophies you learn just like a little bit. And because it's in England when things were happening and people were like, yeah, good for more people and not just the aristocracy.
The greater good.
Essentially, pleasure and happiness is the only thing that truly has any intrinsic value. And actions are right as long as they promote happiness, and actions are wrong if they produce unhappiness. And everyone's happiness counts equally.
Noted.
Hear that, white men in the Supreme Court? Hey, SCOTUS, let's go
Didn't
back.
obviously study this in school.
But what's interesting is that as much as he cared about the most happiness for the most people, he was actually a reclusive guy. Like he just didn't really, I mean, he had people that he saw, but he mostly stayed home. He's a little bit of an odd duck. He had a walking stick that he named. I couldn't find the name, but I'm sure it was something ridiculous like, Walker McWalkerson, because that's what I would name my walking stick. But he was also the asshole that no one wants to hang out with because he would use overly complicated language just for the fun of it. And you're
Those kind of
like,
people get on my nerves, man.
right? And
It's
I'm like, well,
like,
no wonder no one wanted to hang out with you. So you had no choice but to stay home alone, weirdo.
what is like a being so pretentious?
He was, a strange guy. He designed this thing called the Panopticon. I sent you some pictures so that you have a.
Panopticon. Okay, yeah, I think I know what you're talking about.
So it was a design for an institutional building.
I found the name of his stick.
Oh, good. What was it?
Dapple.
Dapple?
Dapple.
Walker McWalkerson. That's right.
His beloved walking stick, Dapple.
Dapple. That's sad.
It is sad. I had high hopes. And then they were dashed. Damn
Well, I mean,
it.
it shouldn't be a surprise when you find out he's the guy who designed this Panopticon building in which it would allow all prisoners to be observed by a single security guard. So, like, they would never know whether or not they're being watched. So they couldn't really do anything. Because
But
it's
the
in.
security guard could watch all of them.
Yeah, one part, yeah. Essentially, it's a rotunda with an inspection house at the center. And so the person in the center is able to watch all the inmates around them. I mean, there's some. It's kind of how prisons are. It's usually like a hallway or whatever where you can see. But like, it's like I'm in the middle and you're all around me or whatever. And he was like super obsessed with this idea and tried to promote it, saying, it'll work in hospitals and schools. And I'm like, the fuck is wrong with you? And shock, surprise, people really weren't thrilled about it. And
They're like, no thanks.
he was like, well, you only hate it because there's this whole conspiracy against his whole, for the common good and happiness for blah, blah. But so, like, that's just him being a weird and odd duck. But what was truly bizarre was his death. So he died, as people do. But in his will, he demanded that his remains be dissected publicly by a friend of his.
Ew.
Afterwards, it was then mummified, and the skeleton was then to be, quote, clad in one of the suits of black occasionally worn by me, Instead of saying one of my black suits, he had to be verbose and annoying.
Okay, yes. Like ostentatious. Stop it. Quit.
And then after the suit is on it, it needed to be seated upright in a chair under a placard that reads Auto Icon. I don't really know why. Now, he thought and suggested in his will that his corpse could preside over the regular meetings of the utilitarian followers. And
What?
I sent you a picture. That's
Yeah,
his
I see.
body. His body's there.
That's what that is?
So his plan went awry because the face was grossly disfigured because his friendo didn't know what the fuck he was doing. And so it ended up having to have a wax replacement made. That's
Okay.
what you're seeing on the head is a wax replacement. And the real head was embalmed and it was placed on the floor between his legs until 1975, when a group of college students kidnapped it and demanded £100 for charity.
Oh my God. Wow.
The university only paid £10, but they got the head back.
Oh my gosh.
And it is now like safely away. It's not on display anymore. But good
Ew.
old Bentham's still on display. I sent you a picture. It's a new one. They recently got them all spiffied up. So
Know what? White man's audacity is all I have to say. I just. Jeez. Oh my God. I ew. Ew.
Yes.
Wait, do you see anybody else?
No.
Anybody else doing that shit?
No. No, I
Put my
don't.
body on fucking display. I want you to preserve me.
I just love that he wanted to sit over the meetings and like,
It's so dumb.
the hell is wrong with you?
Right.
Oh, it's
I'm
so
just like, do you
creepy.
see anybody else pulling that shit?
No,
Just white men. White
it's true.
men.
It's only white men. God.
Like I said, the audacity of white men. Oh my gosh.
All
Jeez.
right.
Yes.
Moving on to one of my favorites, Ludwig Wittgenstein.
Okay.
So he is most well known for changing how we think about language.
Okay.
Philosophy. He was really his work was focused on the philosophy of language and how language impacts the other questions. He only wrote two books. The first one was called, I'm gonna get it wrong, Tractatus. Because you know, when you're having to just write essays about this stuff, you don't learn how to pronounce anything.
Right.
And so he writes this first book, and he's like, I don't need to write anything anymore because he had basically reduced all of philosophy into language problems. And it's really funny because he then, you don't care, but I'm telling you anyway, he then had a second book published after he died that kind of like negates a lot of the stuff he said in the first one. And so I remember in class, it's like early Wittgenstein and later Wittgenstein is how you would talk about
Okay.
it. It's like, well, early Wittgenstein, blah 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 blah. But whatever. You don't care. I care. But so just to kind of break it down to what he was talking about.
So he's one of those people who was like, I was a different person back then.
I've seen the
Different
error
me.
of my ways. I thought I had it all right and I didn't have to do anything
Right.
else ever again, but
Right.
so, Wittgenstein believed that instead of believing that there is some kind of omnipotent and separate logic to the world that was independent of what we observe, aka God, he took a step back and argued that the world that we see is defined and given meaning by words that we choose. So, it's actually a really interesting concept. So I sent you a picture of a triangle. You see the triangle?
Yes.
So the triangle can be seen as a triangular whole or as a solid, as a geometrical drawing, standing on its base or hanging from its apex. It can be a mountain, a wedge, an arrow, a pointer, an overturned object, which is meant to stand on the shorter side of the right angle, as half of a parallelogram, and various other things. So you can think now of this and now of this as you look at it. Like you're able to look at it and see all the things that I just said. And so essentially, he argues that reality is just shaped by the words that we use. And that the words that we're choosing to use give meaning and description to that which we deserve. And if I'm correct, it's been 20 years. Essentially, there is a lot of personal meaning and understanding that happens that you can't accurately communicate to someone else. Because I look at the triangle and I immediately think it's one thing, and you're going to see it and think it's something else. And I might describe it to you and you can see it, but you still didn't see it first.
That's not how I saw it
Right.
first.
And so it could be that I say a word and it means something a little bit different to me than it does to you. And it's like very subtle things change meaning. Like, it's fascinating. But basically, he was like, the reason that we have all these philosophy problems is because of language.
Interesting.
But luckily, since he only wrote the one book, he had a pretty hefty inheritance from his, I guess, family. I'm not sure who. And so he filled his idle time by giving it away to his siblings, which I want that. He also decided to become a school teacher and was apparently physically abusive, so awesome.
Oh, yay.
He writes to his friend Bertrand Russell, also a language philosopher. I am to be an elementary school teacher in a tiny village called Trattenbach. And then he writes that on October 23rd, 1921. A month passes. Bertrand receives another letter in which Wittgenstein is describing his circumstances as being odious and baseness, complaining that, quote, "I know human beings on the average are not worth much anywhere, but
Oh my
here they are
God.
much more good for nothing and irresponsible than elsewhere."
God. Our philosophers are such assholes. All of them, I
They really
swear, they
are.
are.
They really are.
They're such
Apparently,
dickheads.
what was funny though is that like he it seemed that his physical abuse was limited to mostly like boxing their ears, which I don't completely know what that means, and pulling their hair like to reprimand them. But it seemed like most of the kids kind of liked him. I guess they thought he was a funny guy. I don't know.
Oh my gosh.
So he did that for a bit, and then he decided he'd design a house with his brother. We just sent you a picture of the house. And what was interesting about that is that during construction, he walks into one of the rooms and is like, "There's something wrong with this room." And he ponders it and realizes the ceiling is 3 centimeters too low. Three.
Oh my
So
God.
he demanded that the issue be fixed.
Wow.
It's like, what the hell's wrong here?
Oh
And he was very passionate. In an argument that he had with another philosopher about moral rules, he got really heated and ha had like a hot poker in his hand from a fire. It was like
no.
gesturing around with, as you do. He's like getting into it. He's very aggressive, and he demands the philosopher to give him an example of a moral rule, which no one cares about that, but in philosophy, it's the whole thing. And the guy replied, "Thou shalt not threaten visiting lecturers with fire pokers." And Wittgenstein got mad and just stormed out. I'm like, okay, yeah, this sounds right. So, good times, good times. So that's Wittgenstein, weird guy. And then for the last one, I'm going to do Immanuel Kant, who Claire and I both know because of the New York Times crossword puzzle that he wrote Critique of Pure Reason.
Yes.
Which his philosophy was a philosophy of freedom without human freedom. Lots of philosophy deals with God and
Yes.
humanity and freedom and morals and where do they come from and all of that garbage.
Yes.
But without human freedom, moral appraisal and moral responsibility would be impossible. According to Kant, if a person could not be free to act otherwise, like they didn't have freedom
Yeah.
to choose and make acts and, essentially we're
Yes.
not all forced on this path, then his or a, if they can't act otherwise, then his or her act can have no moral worth. So if you don't have a choice and you murder somebody, like because it's divined that you have to murder this person, it's
Right.
not amoral because you didn't have a choice in the
Yeah,
matter.
like you were forced to do it. I see.
I'm trying to decide how much you care about any of this. It's me. It's me. I'm sorry, guys. I love it. Like I'm
She's
here
the
being like,
drama.
it's I'm the
She's the drama.
drama. I'll leave this out because no one cares but me. That's fine. That's fine. There's a lot more random philosophy stuff about phenomena and noumena and things being a priori and no one cares. And I don't want to explain any of those words because everyone's like, what? You're not here for this. I understand. Hey, send me an email if you want to know. I can talk to you about
Ellen probably wants to know.
it.
Because
I'll let
Ellen wants
text me, Ellen. Text me. I'll
to
tell you all about Immanuel Kant and how the natural world is governed by the principle of causality because causality is a form of knowledge. No one cares. It's fine. It's fine. It's fine. It's just me. It's me. It's me. It's fine.
She's the drama.
I'm the drama. I'm the drama. I know my philosophy advisor does not listen to this. He would be horribly offended, but also I still remember things. One day I'll talk about Spinoza on here and I'll be like, Spinoza. It's okay. Sorry. It's fine. Okay. But Kant was too normal.
Too normal.
Too normal. His daily routine was so regular, his neighbors would set clocks by him. Not could, actually did.
Oh my gosh.
And
Like,
in his
oh, he's
whole
doing
life,
this
yeah.
at this time. It must be 4 o'clock. Is that?
Yes. Yes, exactly. And only twice in his whole life did he deviate from like his daily walk. And
What?
those two times that he deviated was to obtain an early copy of Rousseau's Emile and to join the scrabble for like the hot news after the announcement of the French Revolution. He just was
Why
like,
would you want to go grab Rousseau's Pasha? We've already talked about him and what a dick he was.
well, Kant.
They
Kant is an odd duck. What are you gonna say? They're probably besties because there's like five of
probably
them, and
are.
they're like, "Hey, I'll read your stuff, and then I'll write a critique on how you're wrong." Because that's
Right,
all they
right.
do. That's
Like,
literally
I'm
it.
gonna come back and I'll be like, no, children
But
need
what
more blah, blah,
about
blah.
love?
They need more structure.
Okay.
I mean, yeah, you're not right. I mean, you're not wrong about that. I feel like that's all it was. If somebody would come out and be like, this is what I say, and this might be like, no, it's this. And it's just like, who cares?
In one of my communication theory classes, so this is not philosophy, this is my other major communication, but we had a theory class in which we talked about a lot of foundational philosophies regarding communication. There was this back and forth between these two guys. I do not remember their names and it doesn't matter. Back and forth, like several returns, because someone was said, the first one was, you cannot not communicate. Essentially saying that even if you're not saying words or doing like you're still
You're still
communicating.
communicating.
And then it became all about perceiver, receiver, and blah, blah, blah. But like somebody responds like you cannot not communicate. And then it's like kept adding knots back and forth. It's like until we got to like a ridiculous number of knots. I'm like, are you kidding? We couldn't come up with a new title?
What are we doing?
Not communicate. I don't know.
You're like, what is happening right now?
But I will remember it forever because it was so absurd. Anyway, back to Kant. So his daily routine for breakfast, he would have 2 cups of weak tea and he would smoke a pipe.
Weak tea? Who wants weak tea?
Kant.
He's weak. Lame. Oh, God. These guys, man. Ugh. Jeez.
The only meal he ate was lunch. He would, go and eat it somewhere else, apparently. He wasn't specific about his lunch, but he would always make sure his meat was well done. And I'm like,
He
ew.
looks shoe leather. Yay.
Ew. Other than one time he in which he left for a tutoring gig, he never left his hometown. He spent his entire life in the same town.
He sounds boring.
But like he would plan
Boring.
when he would have people over who I guess could stand him, his parties were planned out into exact detail to the extent of like regulating the tone of conversation. So like he'd be like, this is what we're talking about now. This is our tone.
Ew.
On his teaching days, he would go out in the morning to give his lecture at precisely 8 o'clock, by the way. Then he would return home and put on his dressing gown and his slippers so that he could work and write until precisely 12:45. At that point, he would get dressed again to receive with enjoyment a small group of friends to discuss science, philosophy, and the weather.
Yes.
He would
Well, he
have.
sounds like a riot.
He
I'm
sounds like a
sorry.
riot.
I'm sorry I missed him.
He would have 3 dishes set out for company, and it would always have some cheese, and one that would have maybe a few desserts. And he would have a small carafe of wine for each guest. And he would allow conversation to last until precisely 5 o'clock.
I mean, I might have given him a chance because he had cheese. Just saying. He's not a complete Neanderthal. He had cheese.
But at 5 o'clock, it was time for his walk. Rain or shine, it had to be taken.
Okay.
He would go alone because he, this is my favorite. This is what I'm going to end it on. Are you ready?
Yes.
He always took a walk alone because he wanted to breathe through his nose all the way with his mouth closed because he believed it to be excellent for the body. So breathing in and out only through the nose. And the company of friends would have obliged him to open his mouth to speak.
Oh my gosh. I can't with this guy. He's ridiculous.
That's Immanuel Kant, the nose breather.
Not mouth breather.
Nope. Nope, because, then you have to talk to people, which I support
Doesn't he nose in through the nose, out through the mouth?
that. He knows nothing. Because he's dead. He died.
Smell the roses, blow out the candles.
God,
Come on.
I'm 100% sure it was your mother who taught me that.
1,000%.
And I was like,
You're like,
what?
what is happening
What are you saying right now?
right now?
It caught me so off guard. Like, we're in the middle of a crisis. And I'm like, what? And I'm pretty sure I also told my mother about that. And she went, huh. And I'm like, no, wrong reaction. It's what? What? But okay. I hold on
My
to it.
mom
I pull
to
it out every
remain
now and then.
calm, cool, and collected in the middle of a crisis.
I mean, fair, and I'm here for it, but I'm like, okay.
Yeah, if you all need to know how to breathe during a crisis, it's smell the roses, blow out the candles. That means breathe through your nose, breathe in through your nose, blow out through your mouth.
Lord.
Smell the roses, blow out the candles.
All right. Are you ready for this week's Sperry affirmation?
Yes, I am. Hit me.
It feels kind of on theme with our philosophers.
Oh, does it?
I mean, kind of. I mean, they're nuts, but like the general
Right.
concept of philosophy.
Gotcha.
Okay. You are a creative and clever little fucker. You make absolute magic happen.
I dig it.
I dig it.
I'm here for it.
Which means that it must be time for Tarot Time with April. Spooky, spooky. But you will notice that I am going back to our regular scene because I don't have my camera. So we're doing it on the camera. All right, Claire.
We're in
Tell
transition.
me when to stop.
Yes.
We also learned no cool songs in philosophy. But I did have it. I loved philosophy. It was a lot of, I mean, we made fun of like ridiculous garbage that we were like, what the fuck are they even talking about? That doesn't even make sense. What the hell? And I skewed, and I mean, I took like the basic core content philosophy, but I focused a lot
Right.
on philosophy of religion because it's just so fascinating. Just like man's ridiculous, never-ending hunt to
Right.
like try and understand things that are either it's all fake and unreal and it's not real and we're all just random blobs, or we can't possibly understand it because all of the questions that we ask make any kind of omnipotent being look like shit. So I'm like, well, there may be more to it. I don't know. So it was like unanswerable questions can never answer.
Stop.
You're just gonna have to trust me that I'm not stacking the deck.
Yes.
Because I ain't got time for that. All right. So our first card of the week. The Fool.
The fool.
Foolish mortals. Our second card of the week is the Nine of Pentacles.
Pentacles.
And we end the week with our King of Cups. As Claire takes a swig from her cup. Good call. Good call. All right. Do, do, do. Gotta find the fool. He's somewhere in here.
Have we had this one? Maybe once.
Yes. Because the fool is in a precarious position. Think of all the idioms we have for taking chances. Going out on a limb, break a leg, going for broke. These all sound really painful, but what they're about is deciding that being still is not for you. When you see this in a reading, you'll know it's time to jump.
Okay, yeah.
So it's not a bad card.
No.
Because it goes into a whole description about how, in court, the fool is the only one who can tell the king kind of the reality. It's like,
Right, yeah.
but you. So, cool. Anyway. Nine. Nine.
Nine.
Nine. Nine. Nine of Pentacles. Let's see. This card speaks to gratitude and confidence. It's about treating yourself as well as you treat the people you love, and it's the result of hard work and perseverance. We've had this one before, definitely.
Yeah.
I def remember that. Okay. And ending the week with the King of Cups. Let's see. Do. He is fair, a good warrior, and a good friend. He wants what he wants. What a sweetheart. He is surrounded by all emotions and yet can operate in the world without getting positively soggy. This man truly loves, truly invests in people in his life. He is compassionate and kind. He makes everything better for everyone he comes in contact with, sometimes to his own detriment. So take the jump, get the reward, and hopefully be filled with compassion and kindness.
Right. I
All right.
that's
Let's
not
go.
bad. Not
No,
bad.
that's fine. Wheel of Fate time.
Yes, see what we got.
Where to go? Ah, crap. Let's do that thing again that I don't want. This. Not that. This. Okay, I had to just do it here. There it is. The magic thing I have to find to click. Okay, are we ready?
Yes.
I'm excited.
No,
Okay.
not doing two in a row.
We're gonna
None of that.
do portrayals of
The
ghosts in
ghost.
media.
Spencer.
That's so Spencer. Portrayals of ghosts in media.
Portrayals of ghosts. Spencer. What the hell?
So ghosts in media. So like, gosh, I don't know. That could be a weird one. We'll have to see what
Like, what the
happens.
hell is he? What's his end game with this?
Like I don't think he had something specific in mind. We had been talking, I think, about like Hill House, The Haunting of Hill House and Bly Manor and other scary movies and just how different things are, and I don't think that has to be anything related to that conversation. I think it's just somehow a ghost in media, maybe the real story behind
Gotcha.
the, whatever of whatever. The Nun too.
Oh God, no, we're not talking about that. No, we're not talking about that. Bleh, nope.
Right. Well, that's it for this week. It's been a good time, but it's time for us to go. So, until next time, you can find us in all the things and at all the places at.
Brunch and Judge.
Please follow, like, subscribe, comment, etc. And you can send us more topics for our wheel or any particular stories you'd like us to cover to us at.
Brunchandjudge@gmail.com.
So until next time, keep on brunching.
And keep on judging.
Bye.
Bye.
Can't find the camera.